Mrs. Space Cadets. I'd like to introduce the out-of-orbit little lady who wrote that song and sang it with me. Judy Jetson!
Judy Jetson! Oh. Judy Jetson! Judy Jetson! Judy Jetson! Judy Jetson!
Oh, thank you, Skywalker.
Judy Jetson! Judy Jetson! What is the meaning of this, Miss Jetson?
She's been dreaming about that rock star again.
What a hunk!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Microchips.
What is this? Going on a rocking spree, rocking round the galaxy. Is this what you have been doing instead of your history assignment?
Well, I was...
Oh, brother.
Perhaps you need some time to think about goofing off in class, Miss Jetson. You can sit there until the end of the day. Click, click.
Boy, were you a riot in class today, Judy?
Oh, I don't know, Rem. I think she looked kind of cute with that dunce cap on her head.
Why don't you guys grow up? Can't you see Judy feels bad enough already?
I'd feel bad, too, if I wrote a song like that.
Yeah.
Rockin' round the galaxy.
I don't care what anybody says. Rockin' round the galaxy is a good song.
It didn't make the teacher's top 40 list.
Hey, guys. Here's your flying saucer float, Nikki.
Thanks.
And here's your 20-scoop supersonic Saturn special, Ram. Oh, with the works. Phew.
Gee, thanks.
You girls want anything?
Sure. We'll take 2 Martian malts.
Make mine a double.
Coming up.
You know, Judy, if you really want to make points with Mr. Microchips, I could tutor you. After all, I am his star pupil.
Yeah, Nikki always helps me with my homework.
2 Martian waltz coming up. Hey, look out!
I'd be glad to help you with all your lessons.
Thanks for the offer, Nikki.
Yeah, if I ever want to learn how to be a drip, I'll let you know.
Very funny. Come on, Ram. We're leaving.
Sure, Nikki.
You know, Judy, you really should stop thinking about Skywalker all the time and do some studying, at least until after the big test next week.
Oh, you're right, Iona. I'm not even going to think about Skywalker for 1 week.
Judy, Judy, have you heard? Skywalker's coming into town for a surprise concert tonight.
Skywalker? Ooh!
That didn't take long.
They'll be arriving at Grand Central Space Station any minute.
What are we waiting for? Oh, come on, Iona. Maybe I can get him to look at my song.
Oh, well, I tried.
Quark! Quasar! Come here at once!
Hop, 2, 3, 4, hop, 2, 3, 4, hop, 2, 3, 4, hoppy, hop, hop, halt! At your service, Your Highness.
I have an important assignment for you two. You are to deliver this message.
What's it say?
Gleep, glorp, fleeble, flabble, zip, zot, zam?
Hey, it's in Sanskrit-y.
Silence!
You're supposed to deliver it, not read it.
Sorry, Your Highness. Yes, Your Highness.
That message is in code. And when I break the code, I'll be able to rid the universe of the one thing I hate most. The one thing I loathe and despise. A thing I can't even mention because its mere name throws me into a blind, sputtering rage. And you know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do.
M-U-S-I-C.
Music?
He said it! He said it!
Here we go again.
Thank you, Gruff. Don't ever say that word again.
Okay, okay.
Gee, that's an awful funny way to act just because somebody says music.
He said it too! He said... Thank you, Gruff. Fortunately, I won't have to put up with that hideous word much longer. For soon I will be able to put my mental flosser into operation. Then I, Felonia Funk, will control the minds of everyone in the universe. And there will be no more M-U-S-I-C.
Wow, what a nifty gadget.
Yes, but to operate it, I must obtain a rare element. Mega Gamma 12. That coded message tells the whereabouts of the only piece of Mega Gamma 12 in the galaxy!
Gleep, glorp, fleeble, flabble, zip, zot, zam?
Precisely! Commander Comsat will decode it. Now go! You are to rendezvous with him at Grand Central Space Station.
We're off to rid the universe of every last note of... Phew! Thanks. I almost said... M-U-S-I-C.
Get out of here! Go!
Double time! 1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Baby. Your shooting star's ready to go, go, go! Easy, space babes, easy!
Oh, imagine Skywalker in person! I can't wait to meet him!
Yeah, and you're not the only one. Some surprise concert. Looks like everyone in the galaxy knew about it. We'll never get anywhere near him.
And I'll never get to show him my song. Oh, I have an idea. Iona, do you still have our band instruments in the trunk?
Yeah?
Oh, no. I smell another famous Judy Jetson scheme coming up.
Sorry, girls. Gotta go. No more autographs. Sky will see you at the Cosmic Coliseum tonight.
Is right. Spacey's song. Of course, you space babes picked a great subject. Yours truly. Ooh, what's your name, gorgeous?
I.
Her name's Judy Jetson.
Ow, hey, baby. That's a spacey name.
Yeah, and she's written plenty of songs, haven't you, Judy?
I.
In fact, here's one of them.
Right, well, I'll run my eyeballs over it later. Why, maybe I'll even sing it tonight, baby.
We gotta go, Sky. Gotta go. Time is money. Here are some free tickets to tonight's concert, girls. Love ya. Gotta go.
Later, space babe.
Oh, Judy, free tickets.
And he said he might sing your song tonight. Isn't that hype for Spacey?
Seen him yet?
Seen who?
Comsat, you knucklehead. The one we're supposed to give this code to.
I thought you were looking for him.
You thought? Who told you to think?
Hey, why don't you look where he's going?
Come on, Sky, gotta go.
Later, space dudes. Love your look.
The nerve of that guy.
Don't look now, Quasar, but I think we're in the middle of a landing pad.
Never mind. Where's the code?
Huh? Oh, here it is.
Did someone say code? I believe you two are looking for me. I'm Commander Comsat.
Oh, boy, are we glad to see you.
I'll have this decoded as soon as possible.
Thanks. Now, come on, you. Let's get out of here before you get us into more trouble.
Me? What did I do?
Rockin' round the galaxy. Awfully strange code.
Gleep Glorp, Fleeble Flobble, Zip Zot Zam.
What in the universe is that?
The lyrics that Spacey Space Chick gave me. Ow! This song is out of orbit!
Oh! I still can't believe it's true! Skyrocker might sing my song!
Well, if you're gonna be a famous songwriter, you'd better look the part.
Yeah, we better hurry and get ready.
I need a new hairdo. Oh, something totally out of this galaxy.
Oh, try this one. The lunar landmine.
Nah, too boring.
Oh, then how about this? The Venusian volcano.
Oh, that's too common. Everybody's wearing it.
Here, this one has Judy Jetson written all over it.
Ooh, this is the spaciest.
What did I tell you?
Wait till you see this one. The flying flamer. Isn't it hot?
Yeah, it's so hot, it's almost cool.
Oh, now let's see if we can find you a hot-looking outfit to go with it. Come on.
Oh, goodness. George will be home any minute. I better freshen up.
Honey, I'm home.
Coming, dear.
Ah, Jane, you're on fire.
What?
Don't worry, Mrs. Chase. I'll put it out.
Rosie, wait.
That ought to do it, Mrs. J.
The flying flamer?
The flying what?
Judy, did you use the Quaffadome last?
Oops. Sorry, Mom.
Hey, nobody told me this was a costume party.
We're dressed for the Skyrocker concert tonight.
Don't tell me. The concert's on Mars, and you want to blend in with the locals.
Oh, Daddy, the concert's right here in town, and this is what all the kids are wearing.
Well, you can just change into something normal, because that concert is definitely out of the question.
But, Daddy, we met Skyrocker in person.
And he gave us these tickets.
Oh, he was so dreamy.
And he promised to look at a song Judy wrote.
He might even sing it tonight.
I don't care. The answer is absolutely, positively no. No, 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 no.
Gee, Astro, sounds like Dad's home.
George, dear, it isn't every day a famous star gives a girl free tickets and promises to look at her song. Besides, if you make Judy stay home, she'll play Skyrocker's records all night long, really loud.
Huh? Well, all right, but don't stay out too late.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. You won't be sorry.
I'll be the judge of that.
Hey, Dad, can I go too?
Elroy, that concert's past your bedtime.
Ah, gee, Mom. Gee, Astro, tonight Judy's going to become a famous songwriter. And we're going to have to read about it in the Intergalactic Enquirer.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it.
It is?
Sure. Now, Astro, as soon as it gets dark, we're going to go over there and dredge all the...
Live from the Cosmic Coliseum and beamed to the seven corners of the universe, that mega blaster of rock and roll, Skyrocker!
Skyrocker's here, and he's a star in the show! I'm gonna start off tonight's show with a special blast from the past, the Jupiter Jump
And it's dedicated to a very special spacey lady in the audience.
Oh, he was looking at you, Judy.
You think so?
Put your moon boots on your feet. Lift off to that crazy beat. Bop along the galaxy. Do the spacey hop with me. What are we doing?
The Jupiter Jump!
What are you playing?
The Jupiter Jump!
What are you saying?
The Jupiter Jump!
Come on, gang, let's Jupiter Jump!
Please state your name and show your trespass.
I'm Red from the boarded side.
Proceed. Please state your name and show your trespass.
I'm Dizzy from the Daily Orbit.
Proceed. Please state your name and show your trespass.
Elroy Jetson from the Intergalactic Inquirer.
Huh? You look awfully small for reporters.
Well, it's a small paper.
I don't know.
Take cheese.
Please pass your press. Please press. Please press your plaster and fester your fester. Fester.
Good work, Astro. Now we can see Judy become a famous songwriter. Astro? Astro, we're supposed to act like reporters.
You're okay.
And now I've got a brand new number written by a very out-of-orbit little lady, Judy Jetson.
Judy!
Are you all right?
I can't believe it. Skyrocker's actually gonna sing my song!
What language he's singing it in.
Understand, but lyrics that don't mean a thing.
This isn't what I wrote. I wouldn't say that too loud. The crowd loves it.
Whoever this Judy Jetson is, she sure writes a super spacey song.
Yeah, Judy Jetson, Zip Zap Sam.
Just as great.
This is terrible. I'll never be able to face my friends again. Don't worry, you're a hit.
Yeah, I can't believe it, Judy. You're famous. You're gone.
Hey, where's Judy?
I don't know. I guess she split.
Gee, she's only been famous for a microsecond, and she's already camera shy.
No, comrades. Now we have latest hit from United States. Gleep Glorp, written by Judy Jetson.
Judy Jetson. Gleep clop. Gleep clop,
flabble, zip-zop, Sam. Gleep clop, flabble, flip-flap-flop.
told to command the commsat.
Unfortunately, you blunderers were too late. Somebody else already has the code. Listen to this.
Yeah! Hey! Out of orbit!
Quiet, you!
That was Skywalker's latest hit, written by Earth's new songwriting superstar, Judy Jetson.
What do you know? Somebody set the code to music. Oops.
You set the M word. Thank you, Gruff. You idiot. How could you say that word?
We'll be going now, Your Highness.
Not so fast, you astrological misfits. If anyone else decodes that message first, my plan will fail.
What can we do?
Simple. Get me that rock singer. I want to find out who he's working for and how much he knows. And bring me that songwriter, Judy Jetson.
Judy, there you are. You missed a hyperspacey concert.
I couldn't stand to listen to another note.
Why? Skywalker sang your song five times.
But it wasn't my song. I wrote Rockin' Round the Galaxy, and he changed it to Gleep Glorp.
Gleep Glorp? Rockin' Round the Galaxy? What's the difference? It's a hit.
Car check ticket, please. Parking cars for a living sure wears a girl out.
Are you sure you don't want to go backstage and see Sky?
After what he did to my song, I don't think I could face him. And I'm sure he doesn't want to see me.
Judy! Judy! Gee, Astro, looks like we missed her again.
Rats!
I guess we better get used to it. When Judy gets to be a big star, she'll always be on the go.
Yeah, go, go, go!
I bet it'll be neat having a big star for a big sister. I wonder.
Judy! 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 Judy!
Judy! Judy! Are my fans still out there, Rosie?
Yep, Miss Judy. I guess there's no accounting for taste.
What was that, Rosie?
I said they're all over the place.
Well, I can't blame them. After all, I am the greatest songwriting sensation in the galaxy. Who would have thought that I, Judy Jetson, would become such a big star with such a big house and such a big car?
And such a big head.
Hi, Rosie.
Hiya, Roy boy.
Whoever it is, Rosie, tell them I'm not giving autographs today.
I don't want an autograph. It's me, Elroy.
Elroy? Elroy who?
Elroy Jetson, your kid brother.
Oh, yes. I do remember you, vaguely.
Gee, I've only been away at school since this morning.
Oh, Elroy, thank heavens you're back. You can help me with the house cleaning. I don't think I can handle all this work much longer.
Mom, what are you doing that for?
Ever since your sister became a big star, Rosie takes care of her all day, and I have to do the chores. Oh, this button pushing is killing me.
Look, everyone, there's Judy.
Wait, you can't come in here?
No, wait. Stop.
You can't come in here. Everybody out, out, out. Come on, clear the room!
Elroy?
Huh? Oh, it's you, Astro. Gee, maybe it wouldn't be so neat if Judy became famous.
I don't get it, Quasar! How are we gonna kidnap this Skywalker guy?
numbskull. You want everyone to know about it?
Oops, sorry, but I still don't get it.
Just leave the thinking to me. I brought along some disguises.
Manny, has Judy shown up yet?
No, I can't find her anywhere.
Man, I thought for sure she'd come backstage after I sang her song. Well, well, then, I might as well get out of this ridiculous outfit.
We've got to find that Judy Jetson. I want to sign her to an exclusive contract. She's the best songwriter to come along in light years.
Oh, yeah. And the spaciest girl to come along in light years, too. Oh, that might be Judy now.
Quick, get back in your costume. No telling what she'll think if she sees you looking like that.
But why can't I just be myself, huh? Billy Booster. Man, I'm tired of this Skyrocker bit.
Billy, Billy, if I told you once, I told you a thousand times, you gotta have a name that says star. What kind of a name is Billy Booster? Skyrocker. Now that's a star's name. Now get in your costume. I'll get the door. Let me guess, you want Skyrocker's autograph, right?
Wrong! We want Judy Jetson's autograph!
Yeah, you know! Blink, blop, flibble, flabble, zip, zap,
zap! Ow! Baby, baby, baby!
Can it, Sky? They're looking for Judy. He's not here!
Come on, gang! Let's try down the hall!
This Judy Jetson thing is getting bigger than I thought! She's gonna be big, big, big! Let's see. I wonder what we could call her. Astrid Astronaut. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that's her now.
Hi, I'm Rhoda Starlet from the Celestial Celebrity Report.
Ah, you must want to interview Sky.
No, no, I want to interview Judy Jetson.
She's not here right now, but Sky would love to answer a few questions.
Sorry, fella, Skyrocker's old news. The public wants new stars. That's a wrap, guys. Let's go!
Jumping Jupiter! Everyone wants Judy!
Judy's not here!
We're looking for Skyrocker!
Yeah, we love him. He's such a hunk!
Is that Judy?
No, just some lovely young fans of yours. I'm sorry, Sky's a little depressed. No autographs.
Do I understand that you spacey dudes are looking for Judy Jetson?
Why, yes!
Well, we'd love to get a mitts on her, too.
What she means to say is, we could take you to her.
Hey, you know where she is?
Of course we do.
We do?
Quiet, numbskull. I mean, oh, you're such a silly goose. If you'll just step over here, Mr. Rocker.
She's right in here.
Judy?
So long, sucker. You're going special deliveries. Boss. Hey, wait a minute. You can't do that. Sky's got a concert tomorrow.
I'm afraid Mr. Rocker's gonna be unavoidably detained.
Oh, well, the show must go on. Baby, baby, baby!
Wow, Gleep Glorp is all over the space waves.
I just want to go someplace quiet.
How about the Crater Club? There's never anybody there.
Okay.
Pull over to the club.
Do you realize you were going 85,000 in a 70,000 zone?
Sorry, officer. We were just on our way to the Crater Club and...
Say, aren't you Judy Jetson?
Yes. Why?
You're on the cover of this minute's edition of Microtime Magazine, Chip.
Me?
Yeah. It says here that your song was a big hit at tonight's concert, and you're on your way to the top. I can't wait to see what the next issue says when it comes out in about 30 seconds. Listen, I'll give you a police escort to the Crater Club. Follow me.
Wow, thanks.
You won't believe who I just pulled over. Judy Jetson.
A songwriter?
Yeah. And I'm escorting her to the Crater Club.
Hello? Judy Jetson's coming here? The songwriter? No kidding!
Judy Jetson at the Crater Club! Judy Jetson, you know, Gleep, Glop, Feeble, Fabble, Zip, Zap, Zam!
In person at the Crater Club!
Judy, you're a celebrity.
I.
Poor songwriter, she's sure at a loss for words.
And as president of the Judy Jetson Fan Club, with chapters on 27 planets, in recognition of your vast songwriting career of the past 20 minutes, I hereby present you with this gift.
A retroscopic electromagnetic guitar.
Listen, I can't accept this.
Oh, she's so modest.
Listen, don't blow it, Judy. This could be your break.
No, there's something I should tell you all about Gleep Glorp.
Don't tell us anything. Just sing.
Yes! Gleep Glorp! Gleep Glorp! Gleep Glorp! Gleep Glorp! Gleep Glorp!
I don't even know the words.
She's such a kidder.
You better fake it, Judy. This crowd looks dangerous.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She could write such meaningful lyrics.
Hey, kids, we're broadcasting live from the hottest spot this side of the sun, the Crater Club, where that new songwriting sensation, Judy Jetson, is on stage with her band.
Look, Astro, Judy's doing a live show.
Wow! Reef, roof, reeble, rabble, roof, roof, roof!
Maybe if we hurry, we can get there in time to congratulate her.
Turn down that video, will you? I'm trying to concentrate. I can't find that Jetson girl anywhere on my scanoscope.
Just a reminder, we're live from the Crater Club with Judy Jetson.
Hey, Quasar, look! It's Judy Jetson!
Not now, Space Brain. I'm looking for Judy Jetson.
The Quasar, she's...
She's not there. Nope, not there. She's not here. Hey, will you turn that down?
Yes, it's really Judy Jetson. She's at the Crater Club. She's live!
I said turn that thing. Hey, isn't that...
Yes, Judy Jetson. She's right here at the Crater Club. She's live!
She's? What have I been trying to tell you?
Why wouldn't you say something? Turn this thing around.
Hey, don't push that.
What are you doing?
Give me that.
Jane, honey, I know how you must feel, but Judy's a big girl. Just because she's out late, and she's with a bunch of wild rock musicians, that's no reason for you to lie awake worrying. Really, you should try to get some sleep. Judy's all grown up. There's nothing to be nervous about. Just try to get some sleep. Jane? Jane?
That's nice, dear.
Hey, I guess I'm the only one who's having trouble sleeping. Maybe a little holographic TV will calm my nerves. Let's see what's on the Luna Late Show. Rocky 912. Oh, no, I've seen that one a million times. Ah, one of those foreign movies. Directed by Federico Marcellini. Ah, nah, those Martians are too earthy.
This is Rhoda Starlet with the Rock and Roll Report.
Yuck, the All Rock and Roll Network.
Tonight's celestial celebrity is rock songwriter Judy Jetson.
Ah, who cares about some rock songwriter? Judy Jetson! Did she say Judy Jetson?
Yes, I did. With her hit song, Gleep Glorp, Miss Jetson is the biggest overnight sensation in 3.5 hours.
Jane! Jane! They're talking about Judy on TV!
That's nice, dear.
The song was introduced by Skywalker at his concert tonight, and it's already number 4 on the charts. Oop! Number 2. 1! The number 1 song!
How do you like that? My little girl is famous. I knew there was nothing to worry about.
There are even rumors of romance between the budding tunesmith and the mega star.
Romance? I knew there was something to worry about.
We take you live to the ultra-hip Crater Club where the crowd has coaxed Judy on stage.
The Crater Club. I gotta get down there right away. My little princess is too young to be dating some rock star. Oops, I better put on some clothes.
People are lining up here just to get in.
Sorry, but you're too square.
Too square? Uh-oh. I'd better try to blend in. Let's see. Formal? Normal? Ah, teenage. Now for my hair. Here we go, the rockin' rooster. Oh, I look like a nuclear nightmare. Perfect. Now, don't worry, Jane, honey. Everything will be just fine.
That's nice, dear.
Now, we're gonna corner this Judy girl, then I'm gonna switch this switch.
Hey, how come you always get to switch the switches? No fair, I wanna do it.
Oh, all right. You know what to do?
Yeah, we find the girl, then I switch the switch.
Ow! Ow! My car!
Don't worry, ma'am. Valet parking. You space brain, you switch the switch.
But I don't even know which switch is which.
Just watch. Switch this switch.
Switch which watch?
I didn't say switch or watch. I said watch which switch is which.
Where's a witch?
Not a witch, a switch. You give me that. Look, switch this switch.
Oh, I get it.
You lunar lame brain, come on!
Me? What do I do?
Molly, Molly, jiggle, jiggle, jim, jom, jam. Honey, holy, heebie, jeebie, yeah, yeah!
Judy Jetson is out of orbit!
Well, this is ridiculous. I can't take credit for a song I didn't write.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go out there and tell him the truth.
Judy Jetson, you're not going anywhere. You're going with us.
Hey, that's a contradiction.
Quiet, you.
Oh, sorry, fellas, but I'm not giving out autographs.
You want your autograph?
We want you.
Look out!
I've heard of fans winning souvenirs, but this is ridiculous.
Now get out of this time.
That's what you think.
Yay!
Now that's what I call a drum roll.
Let's lose these purple party poopers.
Oh, is Felonia gonna be mad?
You're a big help.
I feel awful spying on Judy like this. I'd hate for her to recognize me. I better put these on. Ooba dooba. 23 Spaceroo, daddy-o.
Daddy-o? That's a new one.
Jumper Jupiter, I can't see a thing in here with these glasses. Now, where could Judy be? I'll never understand the way kids dance these days. Judy, 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 where are you, sweetheart?
Hey, Harvey, looks like we're running out of space burgers. Hurry up!
I'm cooking them as fast as I can. Sheesh, what a slave driver. Come on, girls, pick them up!
The waitress disguises worked. I think we lost those guys.
Think again!
There they are!
Why, you...
Peek-a-boo!
Come on!
Hey, wait! Kids today! I can't hold a job for 5 minutes.
Excuse me, have you seen Judy Jetson?
Wow, man, like, are you from space? Yeah, Judy has totally hit out the whole scene. Like, it's a cosmic mega blast. I mean, it's rad, Dad.
Who are those? Those, whatever they are.
I don't know. Well, whatever they are and whatever they want, I don't want to stick around and find out.
I agree with whatever you said. Hey, look! There goes Judy now!
Looks like she's in trouble!
Judy! Hey, excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Look, Astro. There's Judy now.
Judy!
Congratulations on your...
Sorry, Elroy. Can't stop the talk.
Gee, Astro. I guess Judy doesn't have time for us. Not that she's a big star.
There they go!
Anthony! Those guys are chasing Judy! Let's go!
Hey, wait for me!
Dad? Gee, Astro, this is getting exciting.
Rhea!
I'm a revved up supersonic UFO. I left the Earth about an hour ago. I'm passing by. If you're moving too slow, you can catch my song on your video.
Assistance. In fact, you better send a paddy wagon for these jokers.
Now you've done it. We've got the cops after us.
Me?
Here, give me that. Give it to me. Let's go. Get away.
You asked for it.
Yeah!
What was that? The end of the chase scene.
You space hog. Why don't you watch where you're going?
Me? Huh. Where'd you learn to drive, Venus?
That was close.
Roy! I'll say.
Uh-oh, looks like Dad's in trouble.
How about, officer, you don't understand. I'm a respectable businessman.
Oh, yeah? Is that what they're wearing on Wall Star Street this year? Get it! Roar!
Quiet, Astro, or they'll take us, too.
Now, look what you've done, you ninny.
Me?
Elroy.
Judy.
There she is.
Hey!
If I didn't nab her and you didn't nab her, who's nabbing her?
You got me.
Uh-oh. Who do we rescue first, Astro? Dad or Judy?
I don't know.
Boy, Astro, this is turning out to be some weird night.
You bunglers! What do you mean somebody else kidnapped Judy Jetson?
I mean, don't worry. We'll find her. Nobody's gonna out-kidnap us.
Never mind that. Just get back here right away before you cause me any more headaches.
Aye, aye. We're on our way.
Any luck yet?
Oh, here comes one now.
Can't you do anything right?
Me? I wasn't the one who wrecked the car.
Who are you? What's going on?
Where are we?
What, where? What, where?
Which do you want? Who, what, or where?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I suppose I...
Mellow out, ladies. We are the Zoomies from the planet Zuma Zuma. We dig rock and roll, too.
What do you want with us?
We want to be your friend. That's why we saved you from those two goons.
Well, thanks, I guess.
I am the High Loopy Zoomy, and these are my totally zooming subjects.
I'm Zappy Zoomy, and this is Valley Zoomy.
Zoom, zoom, zoom!
And that was Zany Zoomy, and this is Zilchi.
Radical, man, radical!
And that's little Zippy Zoomy.
Will you be my friend?
Of course I'll be your friend. We'll all be your friends, but will somebody please tell us what's going on?
Let me tell.
Do it to it, Zappy.
So you see, ever since the Mega Gamma 12 was hidden on Zuma Zuma...
It's been up to us to keep it out of evil hands.
Hey, who's telling this story anyway?
And if that evil Felonia ever nabs it, she'll bum out the whole universe.
Bummer.
That's wonderful.
Idiot?
Yes, it means Sky didn't change my lyrics. It was all a big mix-up.
Oh, mix-up is right. Now we're in big trouble.
Don't worry. You'll be safe if you just chill out with us for a while.
You'll fit right in on Zuma Zuma.
Yeah, we love to party hardy.
Watch your step!
Welcome!
Here you can party with all the comforts of home, like some totally rockin' sound!
We're zooming, babe, zooming.
Oh, wanna try?
Whoa!
Hey, this is kind of like surfing. Yeah, surfing in space.
That sounds like a song, Keith.
Hey, turn up the music.
From the sands of Neptune to the shores of Mars, you can hear that Neptune ringing through the stars.
We may not be human, but we're setting the pace.
All the kids are zooming.
Surfing.
so easy, Star.
Very funny.
Glad you're digging our scene.
We love having visitors.
That's good, because it looks like you have more visitors coming.
Felonious troop, take cover!
What's the matter? Can't take the heat.
This is terrible.
I have found what we are looking for, Commander Kongsat.
Quickly, then. We must return.
Those horrible monsters.
Yeah, they really burned me up.
Why were they so mean to us?
Some people just don't want to be friends, Zippy.
Hey, wait a minute. I wouldn't put me in jail if I were you. My father's a very influential person.
Sure, move along, buddy.
You can't keep me here. What's the charge?
Disturbing the peace, resisting arrest, destruction of property, and impersonating a teenager.
It'll never stand up in court.
Tell it to the judge, buddy.
Hey! You can't do this to me. I know my rights.
We gave you your one phone call.
I can't help it if my wife's a sound sleeper.
Smile.
This is an outrage. You won't hear the end of this. I'll tell every reporter in town.
Aurora Starlet here, celebrity reporter.
See? Now the truth shall be told.
Excuse me, are you George Jetson?
Why, yes. And I'd just like to say...
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The father of superstar songwriter Judy Jetson is a good-for-nothing jailbird.
Hey, wait a minute. This is all a big mistake.
Do you deny that you were arrested for disturbing the peace?
No. I mean, yes. But I wasn't...
Aha! He admits it.
Wait a minute. I'm a respectable businessman. I'm George Jetson.
Jetson? What's he doing in jail? Oh, the poor misguided man. I knew he'd come to no good.
But I'm not a criminal. I work for Spacely Sprockets.
Oh, dragging my company's name through the mud. Now he's gone too far.
Where is your daughter, Mr. Jetson?
I don't know.
Even her own father doesn't know where she is. Could Judy Jetson have eloped with Skyrocker? All of Hollywood is a Twitter.
No, she couldn't have. She wouldn't have.
Then the question is, where is Judy Jetson and where is Skyrocker?
Let's try the truth beam again. What is your name?
Billy Booster. Well, sometimes it's Skyrocker, but it's really Billy Booster.
Enough! Enough! Gruff, are you sure the truth beam is working?
Yes, Your Highness.
Where did you get the words to that song?
From Judy Jetson.
The girl! The girl again!
But I wrote the music.
He said it! He said... Thank you, Gruff.
Commander Comstock reporting, Your Highness.
Yes, yes?
I decoded the message you sent. It wasn't easy, but I found what you are looking for, I think.
What? What's that?
This is what we found when we followed the decoded message.
That's not the Mega Gamma 12.
But going on a rocket spree rock around the galaxy translates into 3 paces left.
That's not the message I sent. This is the message I sent.
Gleep, glorp, fleeble, flabble, zip, zop, zam.
Gleep, glorp, Fleeble, flobble, zip, zot, zam. What a song! What a girl!
Quiet, you fool! Ooh, surrounded by fools!
I did find something else on Zuma Zuma you might be interested in. Something that I hear you're looking for. A girl. An Earth girl.
Oh, yes! The girl! The girl will have the answer!
Look at all the damage they did.
At least they didn't get the Mega Gabba 12.
But they sure did a job on everything else.
Yeah, totally trashed.
Look at the bright side. We've still got the music.
It looks like some of these instruments are still okay.
But look at my dolly. She's ruined.
That's okay, Zippy. We'll get you a brand new doll.
Yeah, and a brand new house. I don't want a brand new house. It won't be the same. I want my old home with my pretty pink bed and my blue toy chest.
Don't cry, Zippy. A new house can be just like your old home. That's right. A home is a place where people love you.
A house may have windows, some walls, and a floor. A kitchen, a back porch, a roof, a front door. But it's still just a house till it has one thing more. A house full of love is a home. A house may have pictures, a desk and a chair. Wall to wall carpets or floors can be bare. But it's still just a house.
Wonderful, Zippy. I wonder if we'll ever see our home again.
It's Felonia. Hi!
Oh. Ah! Judy, come on!
No, it's me she wants. The Zoomies have suffered enough trying to protect me. But then again... Oh!
Rock fans across the universe, this is Rhoda Starlet with another Celestial Celebrity Report. Ever since Judy Jetson burst onto the scene a few hours ago, people have been asking, where'd she come from? What is she really like? And Judy who? In rare home movie footage, which we borrowed from the Jetson household, we can see that Judy was fascinated by rock and roll from the very beginning. Even back then, Judy's music gave her father a headache. Instead of learning to walk like most children, Judy's first steps were the Telstar twist and the Martian hop. And Judy's first words astounded everyone.
Can you say mama? Can you say dada? Can you say anything?
Whoop, bop, a loo, bop, shabop, bam, boom!
It was the first sign of what would be an auspicious career. With us now in the studio is Rosie, the Jetson's maid. Thank you for joining us, Rosie.
No problem. I love being dragged out of bed in the middle of the night.
Yes, well, tell us, Rosie, what is your earliest memory of Judy's songwriting?
I remember Miss Judy wrote a song once about a boy in her class.
Rosie, I just finished my ode to Larry Lunar. Want to hear it?
Do I have a choice?
Larry Lunar, Larry Lunar, you're such a dream. I want to scream, because every June, beneath the moon, you make me want to croon. You great big goon, 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 goon!
I knew love was blind, but I didn't know it was tone deaf.
What happened? Did somebody scream?
Very funny. For your information, I was singing.
I'm glad you told me. I wouldn't have known.
When you're older, Elroy, you'll know what it feels like to fall in love.
Gee, I hope not. Sounds painful.
Oh, love is a many splendored thing. It makes me want to break into song. La, 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 la!
Gee, Judy, you wouldn't have to break in if you could find the right key.
And you knew from that moment on that Judy would grow up to play music?
No, I thought Elroy would grow up to play the Catskills.
And earlier tonight, Judy's father had this reaction to his daughter's success.
Hey, wait a minute. This is all a big mistake.
And so tonight, the universe waits to find out what happened to Judy Jetson. Was success too much for her? Or is she in some kind of terrible danger?
Judy Jetson, we meet at last.
Where's Skyrocker? What have you done with him?
All in good time, my dear. Gruff, feed these instruments into the masher.
Yes, Your Highness.
Come, my dear. This shall prove very interesting to you.
What are you doing to those instruments?
Destroying them.
Oh, that sounds horrible. You can destroy a few instruments, but you'll never destroy music.
She said it. She said...
Oh, I hate that word. You're wrong.
Soon I, Felonia Funk, will destroy all M-U-S-I-C.
You're mad.
Thank you. Ah, that must be Commander Comset. Put the girl in the interrogation room. I'll deal with her later.
My name isn't Skyrocker, it's Billy Booster.
Oh, what's she done to you?
I am under the truth beam. I cannot tell a lie, baby.
How do I turn this thing off? Oh, simple.
Huh? Judy, what are you doing here?
It's a long story. I'm just glad you're all right.
And hidey-hoody, heebie-jeebie. Means 3 cupids to the right and 4 cupids to the left.
Good work, Comsat! You've broken the code! And the Mega Gamma 12 must be right in here!
We will retrieve it for you right away, Your Highness.
Never mind! This time I'll get it myself!
What about the singer and the girl?
Don't worry, Gruff. I've got plans for them!
Yeah.
So you're really Judy Jetson's dad?
Yeah, but gee, sometimes the neatest kids have the weirdest parents.
No, you see, this is all a mistake.
Nikki Neuron and Ram Rocket, your parents are here to bail you out.
Hey, what about me?
Why would their parents want to bail you out?
Very funny.
Jetson? Jetson, are you in here?
Mr. Spacely, am I glad to see you. I knew somebody'd come to bail me out.
I didn't come here to bail you out, Jetson. I came here to tell you you're fired.
Fired? But I can explain.
No explanation can get you out of this one, Jetson. I can't have the whole galaxy see an employee of mine in jail. And dressed like some kind of... Say, what are you dressed like, Jetson?
Oh, this. Well, I was...
Never mind. I'm sure I don't want to know.
No, wait. Please, Mr. Spacely.
You're fired, and that's final.
Oh, great. First I'm arrested, and now I'm fired all in one night.
Psst, Dad.
Elroy, what are you doing here?
I'm busting you out. My Space Scout combination pocket knife and can opener ought to do the trick.
Isn't this illegal?
Gosh, no, Dad. All our Space Scouts have them. Anyway, we gotta rescue Judy. Come on.
Great. First I'm a punk, then I'm an escape con.
Roar it!
Will you knock it off, Butterfingers?
Roy, you look strange.
Okay, so I look strange. Even my own dog's a critic. I still find it hard to believe. All this stuff about Judy being kidnapped by a flying saucer. What am I saying? After tonight, I'll believe anything.
So anyway, I traced the flying saucer on my computer, and it's from Zuma Zuma.
Zuma Zuma? Why, that's 2 billion miles from here. It'll take us at least a day and a half on this thing.
Don't worry, Dad. I got a plan.
Some plan, Elroy. I feel like I'm in a race car at the Interplanetopolis 500.
Yeah, it's fun.
Thanks for the ride, guys.
No problem.
Come on, Ram. Shift this thing into hyperspace. We've got to save Judy.
Okay, here it goes.
I mean, this thing goes faster.
That ought to hold you until I get the Mega Gamma 12.
I take it. You're not a member of my fan club.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor, Skyrocker. You'll need it.
So I guess we just hang around till she gets back. No! The load's breaking!
I sure hope she gets back soon!
Pardon me, bud. Could you tell us how to get to the Photon Nebula?
Sorry, fellas. I don't live around here.
Here, give me that map.
Okay.
Now, the way I figure it, we're here, and this is the Earth there.
Ooh, my gum! I wondered where I put that.
You lame brain!
Hey, Mark, fill her up with a super unloader and check under the hood, will you?
Sure. That'll be $8 million.
$8 million? I won't pay. I remember when a tank of gas was only $4 million.
Excuse us, sir, but could you tell us how to get to the Photon Nebula?
Gee, I think it's in that way.
Gee, thanks a lot.
What do we do now?
Well, first we gotta get us a car.
Look, here comes a nice one now.
We'd better fill up if we're gonna make it to Zuma Zuma.
Gee, Ram, what kind of mileage does this baby get?
She's a real gas guzzler. She only gets 30,000 light years to the gallon, but she's fast.
Wow. This is the kind of car I want when I grow up. Okay, Dad?
Sure, why not? I'll promise anything. This is probably all just a nightmare anyway.
Rook! Ooh, rummy! I'm hungry.
I don't know, Astro. We're in a hurry. Judy's in trouble. Look, there's nobody in it.
They must have gone into the diner.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I'm a little peckish myself.
Come on, you. Wait, they left the keys.
Hey, haven't we seen this car before?
Never mind that. Just get in. This time I'll drive.
Judy's all right.
Me too. She's my new best friend.
She's gotten out of worse jams than this before.
Take cover.
Uh-oh. What now?
It's one of Thelonious chicks.
That's strange. She went right past us.
She doesn't want us. She wants the Mega Gamma Dwindle. I'm afraid Thelonious broken the code.
Out of my way, you little green beach bums!
Three cubits, then turn left.
Fine! It won't be long now! Spears, awkward! Yes! Yes! Oh, glorious day! Now, back to activate the mental flosser.
Now, this really is a bummer.
I wish Judy was here. She always has a plan.
I wish I had a plan. Yeah, this is not my idea of a swinging scene. Swinging, that's it.
It is?
Sure, Sky, you're a rock star. Let's rock.
I don't know what you're talking about, Judy, but I dig your enthusiasm.
Faster. Faster.
Whoa!
Skyrocker! We did it!
Yeah, but there's something I've been meaning to tell you. My name's not Sky, it's...
Billy Booster? I think it's a wonderful name.
You do? I mean, how did you know?
You told me when you were under the truth beam.
The truth beam? Wow! Oh, that seems a solid blank. Hey, did I tell you that I think you're the spaciest chick I ever met?
I am? Oh, Sky!
Uh-huh. So you've escaped, huh?
Uh-oh, it's Mr. Ugly!
Go ahead and laugh, you intergalactic galoot! But you'll never destroy music.
I don't want to destroy music. I want to help you.
I don't care if you do want to help us. What did you say?
I'm on the Zoomies' side. That's how the Zoomies knew about Thelonious' plan.
Wow, you're on our side.
Yeah, but we gotta hurry. We don't have much time.
Goody! Oh, save it, man!
That's the last time I let you drive.
Me? You were driving.
Never mind. The important thing is we made it back here.
Come on, we gotta report to the boss.
The coast is clear.
Sure is cramped in there.
you're telling me.
Look at what these guys did to my car!
You're lucky it's just in the car. If Elroy hadn't recognized those two guys back at the service station, who knows what they would have done to us?
Yeah, especially after the way they chased Judy.
I wonder where we are.
Probably someplace we don't want to be. Now let's get out of here.
No way. This must be the villain's secret lair. Look at all the keen bikes.
Don't touch anything, Elroy. These guys might blast us.
I wonder how this works.
Elroy, no! Whoa! Help! Elroy, stop this crazy thing!
I can't.
Right! Hey! Wait for us!
I only hope it's not too late. Filoni is already on her way to the Mandelflosser.
We can't let her get away with this.
You said it, baby. We gotta cool off that mean machine.
Hoppity-2-3-4, hoppity-2-3-4.
Oh, watch where you're going.
Oh, yeah, watch where you're not going.
Quark and Quasar reporting for duty, sir.
Quark, Quasar, what are you doing here?
We work here.
Quiet, you.
I just caught these prisoners trying to escape.
We'll take care of those two. Come on, you.
That won't be necessary. I'm taking them to the Mentalflosser.
Good, we'll help you.
You can, but I mean, I could handle them.
Well, that's okay. We'll go along for the ride.
Yeah, I could use a good Mentalflossing.
I'll say, you got plaque on the brain.
Yay, game well!
Hey, it's a Rodino.
Yeah, we're gonna get branded.
Some ride, eh, Dad?
Conductor, let me off at the next stop.
Dad! Elroy!
Judy!
Judy, am I too late?
Wow, that's your dad? What a spacey guy. Hi, Mr. Jetson. I'm Sky Rocker. Pleased to...
Sky Rocker? Don't you Mr. Jetson me, you cosmic Casanova? Trying to run off with my daughter, eh?
But, Daddy, I can explain.
Rorge!
Astro?
Judy!
Ram! Nikki!
This is no time for family reunions. You've got to get out of here before Quark and Quasar get back.
He's right. We've got to get the Zoomies to help us, or Filonia will destroy all the music in the universe. Come on!
This sounds serious!
This sounds dangerous!
This sounds like an adventure!
Will somebody please tell me what's going on?
It's closing on us!
Quick, this way!
Beauty,
this is all your fault.
My fault?
If we ever get out of this, the first thing I'm gonna do is request a new partner.
Daddy, don't you think I know what I'm doing? I'd never let you down.
But Judy, honey, I thought I was losing my little girl to some rock star. Now that I know it's only the fate of the universe at stake, I'm relieved. I hope you're not upset with me.
Of course not. You're the best father in the whole galaxy.
I hate to interrupt warm family moments, but we only have about 5 minutes to prevent the destruction of civilization as we know it.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about me. You kids run along and have fun. These kids today. Preventing the destruction of civilization. What'll they think of next? The destruction of civilization? Hey, wait for me!
So that's the problem, gang. We've got to stop Filonia.
But we Zoomies are peaceful creatures. ¶¶
Yeah, we don't have any weapons.
Hmm. Oh, yes, we do. We have the best weapon for fighting Felonia. Music!
Music!
Ram, rev up your roadster. The rest of you come with me. We've got to save rock and roll.
All right! Yeah!
The Mega Gamma 12 is in place. Comset, turn on the power.
Yes, your wickedness.
Oh, the moment I've been waiting for. The end of M-U-S-I-C. Nothing can stop me now.
To ignition. Molecular simulator, 180 over 2.
Molecular simulator, 180 over 2.
Reactor level stable.
Reactor level stable.
Rock and roll frequency increasing.
Rock and roll frequency. Rock and roll? Oh, what's that hard noise?
Rock, rock.
Show's going to stop me.
T minus 30 seconds.
Double the power.
The plan isn't working.
Well, at least we tried.
Ram, how powerful is the generator in the retro roadster?
500,000 mega amps.
Elroy, can you patch into his engine?
You got it, big sis. Let's see. The green wire's connected to the red wire.
Zappy, move the speakers in closer.
I'm hip to it, Judy.
Additional power ready, set. Go, go, go!
Quick! Boost the generator! Stabilize the atomizer! Hurry!
T-minus 8 seconds.
What's happening?
T-minus 4, 3, 2.
Do something! The crystal destroyed!
We did it!
Right up ahead, officer.
Hey, looks like Rockin' Around the Galaxy is another earth-shaking hit from Judy Jetson.
That's the song I was trying to give you at Grand Central Space Station.
Great song, but I'm not gonna play it.
You're not?
Nope, you are.
What?
I need an opening act, but I don't need this anymore. I'm through being a phony. I want to be me.
What do you mean?
From now on, I'm not Skyrocker. I'm me, Billy Booster.
Oh, Billy.
can't believe it. I can't believe I was done in by a mere Earth girl.
Okay, move along, lady.
To think that I, Felonia Funk, would be undone by music. I said...
Well, I hope that's the last we'll see of Felonia Funk.
The galaxy is safe for rock and roll!
Long live rock and roll!
Yeah! We're here at the Jetsons apartment building, awaiting the victorious arrival of Judy Jetson and Skywalker! Yeah! Here they come now! There's Judy Jetson, but who's she with? Could this be Skywalker?
Rhoda, I'm giving you an exclusive. You're going to be hearing lots from this guy. He's the latest. He's Billy Booster.
But whatever happened to Skywalker?
Well, you might say he's a new man.
And we're a new team.
This is Rhoda Scarlet reporting live from Zuma Zuma, where Billy Booster and Judy Jetson are staging a benefit concert for the Zoomies. Let's listen in.
Think of Judy Jetson now, Mr. Michael Jets.
She's an A-plus in my book. I never had a student who actually made history before.
Great promotional idea you had, Jetson. Sponsoring this benefit concert.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Spacely. I planned it all along.
Who are you talking to, dear?
Mr. Spacely, where'd he go?
Remember, kids, buy Spacely Sprockets. The sprockets that rock and roll. Remind me to make you a vice president, Jetson.
See, dear, everything worked out fine.
Yeah, but there's one thing I don't understand. If Billy Booster used to be Skywalker, how can he be playing on Zuma Zuma when Skywalker's supposed to be giving the concert on Earth?
It's just like Billy said, Dad. Skywalker's a new man.